Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. Today's episode, along with all episodes, is brought to you by Provenance Wealth Advisors, financial planning and investment firm headquartered in South Florida. Today, we're going to talk about a phrase that I think used to be used a lot more. The general idea of it definitely still remains. The phrase is keeping up with the Joneses. This is the idea that we all want the same things as our friends and family, and even the random person we see on Instagram or TikTok.
And it may not seem like it, but financially, this is a really critical component of anyone's wealth strategy. And reality is, it's human nature to compare ourselves versus others. But the big idea that Shane and I want to get across here is don't. At the end of the day, we all have our own paths and we all should focus on our own goals and objectives.
And this concept truly is everywhere, whether you live in New York City or in the mountains. But I feel like living in South Florida, this concept is very relevant and very in your face. When I walk out of my door every day, I see Lamborghinis and Bentleys parked outside. And just for our audience's information, I do not drive either. And as I walk down the block, I see yachts going down the river. And they are yachts, not boats, as I've been made very aware of. But again, how does this relate to relatable finance? I agree. I think it does in many, many different ways.
I agree, Shane. And for some extent, I was questioning why we're going to be talking about this. But as I sit down here and think about it, it definitely relates. The first thing that comes to mind is prioritizing your finances. Most importantly, you need to prioritize and hopefully automate savings. How else are you or we going to afford the things if we don't save anything?
Very important point, Joe. And related to that, you also need to prioritize what you're saving for. So let's just say your neighbor buys a brand new car and you see it every day as you leave for work. And you just assume because they have a new car, you need one too. But why? Just because you see it every day and are jealous? This is where you need to make goals and then prioritize them.
That's a good point, Shane. We may too often have very broad goals, college education for the kids, for example, or retirement, but how often do we set goals for other things? I am going to save an extra, not from current savings, but extra $300 a month, and after 3 years, I will have enough to finance a new car, as one example.
Another thing to keep in mind when we're comparing our financial situations with others is making sure it is an apples-to-apples comparison, which just so happens to be Joe's favorite phrase. Let's just add a 27-year-old paying down student debt because they went to business school shouldn't be comparing themselves to the financial situation of a 45-year-old who never had student debt, has been in the workforce for an extra 18 years. If you want a fair comparison, which we would even discourage comparing yourself to anyone, make sure it is a fair comparison.
As Shane said, comparing yourself to anyone might not be suggested, but maybe it is a good to perhaps benchmark yourself is maybe a better way to phrase it. I'm sure we have all seen the articles titled, "What is the average net worth of people your age?" At the end of the day, though, everyone's situation is different.
Another thing that has come up in conversation recently, in line with this topic, is dreaming versus reality. I'm sure we all dream about having that yacht with the 10-person crew and the helicopter pad on the back. But what have you done to make that dream come true? The owners of those yachts likely took a huge risk or many risks in life and were successful. If you are slacking off at work and watching the clock to go home, that is fine. But buying a mega yacht is not likely in your future.
And I want to reiterate an earlier point I made. Set realistic goals. This is a great process to find out what is really important to you and then set up a plan to achieve it. You may not have a mega yacht, but you can have a really nice boat one day. And the sooner you start focusing specifically on that, the more likely it will happen.
And part of that plan is saving and investing with the appropriate amount of risk. We have gone over this many times before. What else can you do? Spending less is an easy one, but what about earning more? Can you look for a higher paying job? Can you go back to school? Can you get certified or obtain designations? Can you get paid for more money for bringing in business? Lots of ideas out there.
And maybe your goal is not monetary. What if your goal is more free time and less stress? How can you maximize your working hours? Is your current job or career appropriate for your goals? Being an investment banker sounds great if your goals are strictly monetary, but if it is a stress-free life, another occupation may suit you better.
So hopefully going through this exercise was helpful. I know we all get jealous in life, but if you take a step back and think about what is truly important, that should be a big help. And then taking action. I don't know whose quote it is, but I love the quote, "The best way to make your dreams come true is to wake up." Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please email us at podcast@probwealth.com or check out our website, relatablefinancepodcast.com.
Securities are offered through PWA Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecast will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but PWA or PWA Securities does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy. Selected diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Vesting involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Provenance Wealth Advisors or PWA Securities do not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professionals. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.